With me today, I have Anne Scott, the president of Inishowen Rugby Club. A very proud lady today, I can assure you. This has been the opening of their 50th anniversary, their clubhouse. And she's just looking around and amazed at the number of cars, people. Everybody is here to see the Ulster Juniors versus Munster. So Anne, what's your initial reaction now?
This has just been such a fantastic day. The whole community has turned out to support us. We have visitors from Munster, people who've, one of the young fellows from Munster, he was staying with his cousins in Malinhead, the Glackens, and it just seems as if the world and his wife has come out to support us today, and the weather has been fantastic. So it's a wonderful day for Inishowen Rugby Club.
Yeah, and certainly when you look at the facilities here today, the three pitches looking beautiful and the clubhouse, very pristine, especially the change rooms, which we saw this morning. It must have made all the hard work worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a fantastic committee and everybody has put in a lot of hours in the last few weeks getting things organised. It's you need to have a deadline to have to get things done, and things have been done, and so many people from around the town have rallied around and made sure that things are working and everything is just perfect. And to hear from the hierarchy of Ulster Rugby that the setup has been the best they've ever seen is just, it does our hearts proud.
Yeah, you must have been talking to Philip Gregg, as he's already said that to me in great terms. The other thing, Anne, could you possibly say, I mean, nowadays everybody talks about no money and you can't do this and you can't do that. How did Inishowen come to finance such a beautiful setting here with their grounds and clubhouse?
Well, it all started in 2013 when five trustees went to Donegal County Council and we managed to secure the almost 9 acres here at the Moss Road. We set up a mortgage agreement, really, and we still have a few years left to pay that off. But once you actually own the land, then you can start to apply for grants. And we've applied for sports capital grants and been blessed in that respect. The first grant we got managed to put up the actual block work for the changing rooms, and then the second round of sports capital grant have finished it off. And we have also been very fortunate in obtaining some funding from LEADER, and our thanks to Helen Nolan and Charlie McConlogue's office for helping us with the sports capital, and to Anne Sperrin in IDP for all her Trojan work with the myriad pieces of paper required for LEADER. But we're very, very grateful for both those sources of funding.
And also the Buy a Brick went very successfully as well. I remember the time whenever you were in Japan, you were trying to sell it to both the people out there as well.
Yeah, the Buy a Brick, and we have a board with, now unfortunately there's not every name on it, but about 95-98% of them, the Buy a Brick really caught people's imaginations, and friends of friends donated. And it all went to help towards building the clubhouse. And, you know, just having this physical building here has made such a difference to the whole core of the club. It's just something to call our own.
Well, can you see, Anne, over the last season when things were coming to a fruition, you know, with the grounds and the clubhouse, much more enthusiasm and more people starting to play the game?
Yeah, now, pre-COVID, we had huge numbers at our minis and youths, and unfortunately, over those couple of years of COVID, we did lose a little bit of the momentum that was gained, but that is starting to come back again. And we hope that with these changing rooms, people will want to come and play in a show, and that, you know, with the Irish team doing so well and with hosting this match, we will introduce rugby to a much, much wider audience. And there are people still within the Inishowen Peninsula who don't realise that we have a rugby team. They think it's Carn, but it's not. We're based in Carn, but it is for the whole peninsula. Buncrana, Malinhead, Culdaff, Moville, the whole peninsula, and anybody who has any interest, you don't have to have previous knowledge or experience. Just come along, join in and have a bit of fun. Make friends.
Well, it looks now there's no excuse for somebody wanting to take up the game with the facilities they have, and no doubt throughout the summer that you'll be putting on a big role just to see, to try and get as many more people and get the young people in, because talking to some of the elder statesmen that I used to know many years ago, I think they'll hardly be making a comeback.
No, well, we could always try a veterans team, but over the summer, over previous summers, we've always had tag rugby, which is 7-a-side mixed. It's non-contact, so anybody can play it, and it's a bit of crack, really. Just a good way to get a bit of exercise, make a few friends, and we would like to get mixed ability rugby going. We would like to have 15-a-side, 7-a-side, and you know, one of our members even suggested starting up a cricket team. You know, we have the ground, so why not?
Well, that would be very much up my street, because I'm, apart from being a rugby fanatic, I'm also a cricket fanatic. So I think if facilities down here, you've got a level playing field for a start, and certainly big boundaries, so there'll be a lot of hitting have to be done. But Anne, anything else you'd like to say? Because, I mean, obviously, I know you were talking to Highland Radio listeners on Tuesday morning, but I mean, is there anything now you'd like to say to some people listening and try and, let's say, a recruitment campaign?
Yeah, it's rugby used to be just for the big boys. But now we are thinking of starting under sixes rugby. There's a couple of the members with small children and they're thinking of starting up rugby tots. But we have the September, we'll be starting again with our minis, 6 to 8 year olds and upwards. The youths will be 12 to 18. There's a very vibrant girls section. The girls are really taken to rugby in a big way. And then, of course, the adults. And when the rugby club started off, I think only one or two had actually played rugby at school. They all learnt on the job. But now there are trained coaches available. The opportunities are there. And rugby, whatever it is, at our level, it is a game for everybody, no matter what size or shape you are. And the one thing we will guarantee, that everybody who turns up will get a game. And it's very sociable as well. That's the one thing we in Inishowen are well known for throughout the whole of Ulster rugby, our hospitality. It is second to none, and come and find out for yourself.
Well, I don't have to. I've been here many a time before, unfortunately. But Anne, just finally, could I say that, you know, the time that you have put on in Inishowen here to, doing all these things, and I think it's only but right that you were had a very big day before the Ireland-England game down at the Aviva, whenever you were presented with the voluntary award for a thing, and something which I'm sure you'll treasure. Not too many people get it. And as I say, in a man's world, it's great to see a lady take the pole.
Well, I was honoured with the Dorrington B. Faulkner Award from Ulster Rugby earlier on, but I'm not the first club member to receive that. Our own John Merritt received that a few years ago. And then before the Grand Slam match in Dublin, I had the honour of being presented with the IRFU Spirit of Rugby Volunteer Award for Ulster. But it's a team effort. I mean, yeah, I got the award and it's my name on it, but it really is a team effort, because behind every club member there is a team, and we have a fantastic team here. They are second to none, and that's why the club is going so well.